Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Gantner Drummond, an attorney general who will defend our rights, uphold the rule of law, and serve the people of Oklahoma, not the political elite. When his nation called, fighter pilot Gantner Drummond bravely led the first U.S. combat mission of the Gulf War. Drummond returned home, became a successful businessman, rancher, and accomplished attorney. Now a new mission, defeat the corrupt political establishment. Put America first. Pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, ready to secure our elections. Gantner Drummond for attorney general.
Paid for by friends of Gantner Drummond, 2022.
Latest crop progress numbers are out, and we're pretty well caught up now as far as our planting of our major spring planted crops versus the five-year average. Corn, soybeans, cotton, all tracking along very nicely. Got our first corn crop condition report of the season. It's very comparable to where we started the year last year. 73% of the U.S. corn crop is rated in good to excellent shape. That's versus 72%, good to excellent shape 1 year ago. The U.S. Grain sorghum crop, of course, that's primarily grown here in our part of the country. Nationally, we are looking at 46% in good to excellent shape versus 74% good to excellent shape at this point 1 year ago. So the crop is not nearly as in good a shape, and a lot of that is because of the poor condition in Texas. We're looking at 16% good to excellent in Texas. Oklahoma comes in 85% in good to excellent shape as we start the growing season. Kansas, 53% good to excellent. U.S. cotton crop is at 48% in good to excellent shape. Have had a rating on that for a few weeks now. That's up 4 points from a week ago at 44%. Winter wheat crop right now is 10% of the Oklahoma crop rated good to excellent shape. 6% in Texas. 29% of the Kansas crop rated in good to excellent shape. We've got those harvest numbers now starting to be looked at nationally. We're at 5% of the U.S. winter wheat crop now harvested versus 6% five-year average. We're at 36% in Texas. Haven't started in Kansas yet. 15% for the Oklahoma crop now harvested. That's versus the five-year average of 13%. There is improvement in the latest crop progress ratings that have been released within crop progress. We're looking nationally at 28% of our pasture range ratings out rated in good to excellent shape, up 4 points from a week earlier. 43% is the poor to very poor rating. That's a decline of 3 points from a week ago. Texas is still the second worst state in the country when it comes to pasture range ratings and the poor to very poor ratings, 66%. That's an improvement of 4 points from a week earlier. Worst spot in the country remains Arizona, 84% poor to very poor. 13% of our pasture range ratings in Texas are in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma up to 41% in good to excellent shape. That's up 6 points from a week ago, dropping 5 points on the poor to very poor ratings at 33%. We're at 73% in good to excellent shape in the state of Missouri, up 5 points from a week earlier. Kansas at 44% in good to excellent shape, up 7 points from 1 week ago. You've got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.